So you're getting, if you drink water, you're going to get brain damage from the fluoride. And if you eat food, you're going to get brain damage from the lead. And this is all on purpose because they have to dumb down the population to such a low IQ that people can stand to watch CNN. And you have to really lobotomize people to get somebody to be able to watch CNN without physically vomiting.
InfoWars. The most banned network in the world.
A bombshell story put out by the Wall Street Journal just a few days ago. The title is, quote, Amazon has ceded control of its site. The result? Thousands of banned, unsafe, or mislabeled products. Now, the Wall Street Journal, in its investigation, found over 4,100 products for sale on Amazon.com that were blatantly fraudulent. Many of them violated heavy metals limitations for supplements or children's health. Many of them violated state law. Many of them had falsely claimed to be FDA compliant. Many of them were blatantly illegal. They have been products that were banned by states or the federal government. And it's extraordinary. The Wall Street Journal, this is really a great piece of journalism by the Wall Street Journal. I commend them for this story. What I find fascinating is that at Natural News, we had a story, I think, 3 or 4 days before this that talked about Amazon.com selling a supplement with very high levels of lead and aluminum. And you don't, to the producers, you don't need to show that on the screen. My point here is, if you wonder why InfoWars Store is a better place to buy supplements than Amazon.com, this just underscores it. The Wall Street Journal has just confirmed what we've been saying at Natural News for years, which is that Amazon.com is, and you can quote me on this, Amazon.com is a marketplace of fraud, a marketplace of toxic heavy metals, a marketplace of illegal products that, even confirmed by the Wall Street Journal, products that are banned, that are illegal, that are fraudulent with false claims. And yet, you know, you look at InfoWarsStore.com, in contrast, is fully compliant with all the regulators, is incredibly tightly run. The labels are reviewed. The ingredients are reviewed. We even do lab testing of many of the InfoWars products just as another layer to check everything, and everything's great. And some of the products we've tested have been just extraordinary. And, you know, of course, I do that for all my own products as well. The point is that Amazon.com is a place where you're going to get into heavy metals. You're going to get into illegal products. And if you want safe supplements or safe superfoods, you need to get them directly from the sources you trust, like InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, it's just another big reason to do that. Again, proven by the Wall Street Journal. And here's something just shocking. And I'm not going to mention any brand names. And guys, don't show anything on the screen here. I don't want you to get dragged into any kind of issue here. But we found a product sold by Amazon.com that contains basically two ingredients. One of the ingredients is a mined oxidized coal, and the other ingredient is an industrial fertilizer. And it's put into capsules and it's sold to the public. And it is blatantly, outrageously out of any kind of compliance with regulations, but it's sold by Amazon.com and it falsely claims to be Prop 65 compliant. We ran all the tests on that supplement, found it's wildly out of compliance, has extremely high levels of lead and aluminum, and it's marketed to children. So isn't it interesting that the left-wing media never goes after Amazon.com? I mean, this story by the Wall Street Journal was a rare exception. And Wall Street Journal, you can't argue, they're not really left-wing corporate-controlled media. They're, you know, finance media, Wall Street media. But the mainstream media will attack InfoWars, and they will attack independent media, but they will never expose the truth about the massive fraud and heavy metals and illegal products that are sold on Amazon.com. Isn't that interesting? And of course, now you know why. But once again, just underscores the truth about what we're talking about here. You know, Wall Street Journal, 116 products falsely labeled as FDA approved, 43 listings for a pain reliever that lacked FDA labels warning against use on children, 80 listings of an infant sleeping wedge that the FDA has warned can kill children. and 1,400 electronic listings that falsely claimed to be UL certified. It just goes on and on and on. The truth is, Amazon.com runs virtually no quality control, and they don't check the compliance of almost anything they sell. A third-party seller can go onto Amazon, and they can make any claim they want, and they can put anything in a capsule. They can dig up gravel and put it in a capsule and sell it, and Amazon will sell it. That's the truth. That's the cold, hard truth about what we've found and what the Wall Street Journal has found. So again, if you want quality, safe, clean, compliant supplements, you shop at InfoWarsStore.com and the independent sites that you know and trust. That's what you do. That's how you solve that problem. It's crucial to understand that this is what's happening. Okay, moving on to another issue here. We've got now confirmation from several sources. You know, I have a lot of different sources in various realms of, we'll say, defense or self-defense. We now have confirmation that there are a new technology exists for drones. Drones have now been outfitted with not only rifles, essentially sort of customized rifles that go onto the drones, but they now have ballistics software coupled with rangefinders and thermal imaging that, in essence, drones can now engage human targets at night from altitude, from 500 to 1,000 feet of altitude while they are moving. And the ballistics software in these drones compensates for the movement of the drones, compensates for all the ballistics properties that you normally have in ballistic software, you know, density, altitude, barometric pressure, temperature, spin drift, all these things that you normally do. If you're a long range shooter, you know about all this stuff. This is all now programmed into the drones. They have a rangefinder and a thermal imaging system, and they can lock onto a human target. This now exists. It has been confirmed. They've been tested at night, obviously not on human targets, but you can probably imagine what kind of targets they might be tested on. And the technology works, and it puts rounds into specific organs of specific targets on the ground from altitude at night. Now, the reason I mention this is because, well, you know, the InfoWars listeners are a very informed, very intelligent audience. You can probably connect the dots on this. You can do the math on this about maybe how the next big false flag event might be constructed. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, next comment, changing the subject here. Dave Chappelle has a new special on Netflix. I encourage you to take a look at this, even though I don't support Netflix. Netflix puts out a lot of horrifically bad propaganda to indoctrinate children into Satanism and liberalism. But Dave Chappelle really deserves, I think, a round of applause for his latest special, where he takes it to the transgender community. And he says, in fact, in his special, that every black man and woman in America should register to legally own a firearm. And he talks about the firearms that he owns and why he needs them and how he uses guns for self-defense. And again, Dave Chappelle, who says he doesn't like guns, but he's got them, and he's explaining to his audience why you need them and why every black person in America needs a gun. Of course, every free citizen needs a gun regardless of your color. And you may not agree with Dave Chappelle on everything. Of course, no one ever would. But Chappelle has courage. He has real courage to get up on stage and to criticize the transgender indoctrination of children, to criticize the political correctness indoctrination and brainwashing of the masses of our country. And he's got the guts to say that he needs to own some guns for self-defense. Whatever you think of Dave Chappelle, and, you know, again, he's done a few crazy things in the past, but so what? He's speaking his truth, and he's not being censored. And he's refusing to kowtow to the thought police and the speech police of America. Meanwhile, you have Taylor Swift, who is nothing but a brainwashed puppet who says whatever the globalists want her to say. So compare those two. Dave Chappelle, he deserves credit for speaking the truth. Taylor Swift deserves condemnation, in my view, for being a puppet of the globalists and saying whatever they want her to say. Interesting contrast, isn't it? There's more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams. We'll be right back after this break with more.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. Win. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
Some interesting video we were just watching there. Bernie Sanders trying to run a punching bag, a drill bag there, and getting slapped in the face. It's a good metaphor for socialism. Every time socialists try to control the economy, they get slapped in the face. Every time they try to run a city, the city collapses into destitution and filth. And if you put socialists in charge of the country, they're going to collapse America just like they've collapsed all their left-wing cities. I mean, it's a reasonable question to ask. How do you Democrats think you can run the country when you can't even, you know, keep feces off the streets of San Francisco? You can't even keep all the homeless addicts, drug abusers from, you know, defecating all over the streets of Austin or every liberal city. How do you think you can run the country? They can't, of course. But continuing with some of our food research today, here's a couple more important things I have to share with you. And then I'm going to get to Project Scopex, which is the Bill Gates project. He's funded it. That's going to try to drop calcium carbonate and lead all over the world to block out the sun and contaminate the soils. I've got some new information on that to share with you. But first, there was breaking news over the last couple of days or 5 days or so about a farmer in the Midwest who was convicted of organic fraud. And he committed suicide to avoid going to prison. The Associated Press covered this. I believe his name is Randy Constant, and he was a farmer in Missouri and I think Iowa. Anyway, he carried out organic fraud for 8 years, producing millions of bushels of organic, so-called organic soybeans and so-called organic corn that actually was not organic. And what he did is he laundered those grains through animal operations to feed all those fake organic grains to cattle and chickens and so on. And then he sold and advertised that meat as being organic meat. It was all a fraud. And he eventually got caught and he got convicted and sentenced to 10 years in prison. Some of the other farmers that he was associated with also got sentenced to a shorter prison sentences. But the real question here is, and what this has everything to do with where you get your food and where you get your supplements, why didn't the USDA catch this? Why did it take 8 years? I mean, this guy produced up to 8% of the soybeans grown in the United States of America, of organic soybeans, and it was all fraud. How come he got away with it for 8 years? And I've come to the realization, as a food scientist and running a lab and doing all this testing, and just like the Amazon.com story from the last segment, Wall Street Journal found Amazon selling all these high lead, high cadmium products, I found that certified organic, to me, I don't trust it anymore. You have to go beyond organic. You have to have your stuff really lab tested. You have to get your products from a clean source. You know, again, InfoWars store is very credible. They do the research, they do the work, they check their sources. But if you went out and bought organic meat at a grocery store for the last 8 or 10 years, that might have been fraudulent organic meat. Wasn't organic at all. You were paying double price or triple price, and it was stamped USDA organic, but it wasn't organic. The USDA has big lapses in its program. And by the way, it's even worse in China. So of course, once you get dishonest, deceptive communists having certified organic products exporting to the United States, a lot of that stuff isn't organic at all either. But this problem exists both in the United States and in China. And it just brings home the point. I mean, who can you trust? Well, not the USDA and not Amazon, that's for sure. So I just want to underscore all that because I promote organics and, you know, I promote nutrition and I've encouraged people to buy organic, but now I don't even trust it anymore. You have to go way beyond just organic. In other words, gosh, are we surprised? The government screwed up the organic program. Wow, what a big surprise that the government is incompetent. We've made another astonishing discovery. What do you know? The government can't run the organic program without allowing all kinds of fraud to persist for almost a decade in the marketplace. Is anyone surprised at all? Of course not. Okay, Project Scopex. This is the Bill Gates-funded project, I believe, involving Harvard scientists to try to block sunlight because leftists hate the sun. So Bill Gates has this massive depopulation scheme, of course, to collapse the ecosystem, destroy the biosphere. And this, they say they have to do this for global warming or to stop climate change. So they're going to poison the atmosphere to accomplish this goal. But the calcium carbonate that Bill Gates wants to put into the atmosphere is always contaminated with lead. We've done these tests. We've seen this before. So he's actually talking about dropping lead all over the crops and all the soils of the world along with the calcium carbonate. So you're talking about massive lead contamination of the soils, which means some of that lead gets taken up into the plants. So you're talking about lead contamination of the plants. Now, when you combine this with the new findings from the Journal of the American Medical Association about fluoride causing brain damage, and this was covered extensively by Alex Jones and others on InfoWars over the last week or so, you realize that this is a binary weapon system. It's fluoride to damage the brains, and then it's lead to cause what? What does lead cause? Well, according to the state of California, lead causes not only cancer, not only damages developing brains, but is also responsible for what's called male reproductive toxicity and female reproductive toxicity. So what we're talking about is an infertility heavy metal that's going to be literally dropped out of the sky by Bill Gates or a Bill Gates funded operation in order to contaminate the entire food supply with no exceptions, because you can't avoid the air if you're growing crops. Everything falling out of the air is going to fall on your crops. So you're getting, if you drink water, you're going to get brain damage from the fluoride. And if you eat food, you're going to get brain damage from the lead. And this is all on purpose because they have to dumb down the population to such a low IQ that people can stand to watch CNN. And you have to really lobotomize people to get somebody to be able to watch CNN without physically vomiting. It's so obnoxious to any intelligent person to even attempt to look at someone like Brian Stelter make some kind of an argument. Or, gosh, how do you get a population to vote for Joe Biden, who can't even remember the name of the president under which he served? Coming soon, Joe Biden won't even be able to remember his name is Joe, or how to spell it, or how many letters are in the name Joe. I mean, he's gone. His neurology is gone. And of course, he had brain tumors and so on. I feel sorry for the fact that he's had this damage. I don't wish suffering upon anyone, but he doesn't have the neurology to run the country. But how do you get a population to vote for him? You brain damage him. And you do it through the deliberate mass poisoning of the food supply. So it's the fluoride, it's the lead, and it's also the toxic chemicals that are deliberately added to the food supply, which include, by the way, atrazine, a chemical hormone disruptor. It's known as a castration chemical. You've got atrazine, you've got glyphosate, you've got estrogen mimickers, estrogen disruptors. You've got chemicals like atrazine that actually do turn the frogs gay. They actually literally cause distortions in the endocrine system that are related to gender expression in both amphibians and humans. It's a scientific fact. So this is a deliberate mass poisoning of our planet so that Democrats can win, because the population is dumbed down enough to actually support Democrat policies that do not work. So the real, quote, utopia of a Democrat-run world is a world of literally crapping retarded zombies shooting up drugs, running around trying to recruit all the autistic kids to be transgenders so they can have their drag queen transgender drug addiction Feces Story Hour and then saying that it's all the fault of Trump. I mean, the utopia of Democrats is a crap hole world, a dystopian, collapsed, destitute society of mass mental retardation, of neurological damage, of cancer, mass contamination of the food supply. That's the hell that they will bring you if you vote for Democrats ever again. Think about that. It's all true. Well, that's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for Owen Schroyer coming up next. Thanks for watching. This is Mike Adams here for InfoWars. Till next week, take care.
Well, today, InfoWars Live Protein Bar. I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live Protein Bar. They taste like candy bars. This is what I want. This is what I need. But my God, there's no fillers. But my God, it's solid. Protein bar. Highest quality. 12 bars. Highest quality. Now, you can bite into it easily, but you're going to be like, what in the world's going on here?
Important. I'm 45 years old. When I was 35, I swam up to 2 miles a day sometimes and would jog and couldn't lose weight because I didn't have the missing links. I was deficient in things that nobody ever told me I was deficient in. I knew all about the Private Federal Reserve, the Trilateral Commission, the New World Order, Jeffrey Epstein and the pedophile rings. I knew all about geopolitical systems and the old Soviet Union and how the globals put the Chi-Coms in. But I didn't know about PQQ. I didn't know about CoQ10. I didn't know about all this. And I didn't know about clean iodine. And yeah, I want to fund my operation. I want you to get products that have changed my life and changed so many other people's lives that have 98% reviews. And then experience that I'm not BSing you. So that for some of you, maybe in the first time in your life, you're going to experience somebody that treats you like they want to be treated. Let me tell you something right now. You see DNA Force? I went out to top manufacturers, the most respected, most highly tested. And I said, I want the strongest PQQ CoQ10 overall formula that has pure non-synthetic stuff in it that's ever been put on the market. And they said, well, that's like a $22 each bottle. I said, I want to put $50 a bottle in. They said, nobody's ever done that. Then I signed a contract to double the amount I was going to buy. I got it down to $30-something a bottle for what it cost me to make this. Nobody does that. Ladies and gentlemen, you read what's in this and you research every ingredient in this and then you experience it for yourself. It's incredible.
InfoWars presents The David Knight Show, The Alex Jones Show, and The War Room with Owen Schroyer. InfoWars.com/show.